From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Brake operation is a vital part of vehicle safety. It's important to properly maintain your vehicle's brakes and, when appropriate, repair and replace select brake components. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of brake fluid flushing, courtesy of CRC Brake Clean, the industry-leading brake cleaner. Over time, brake fluid can absorb moisture and contaminants. This impacts the performance of your brakes and can cause corrosion in your brake system. A brake fluid flush removes these impurities. Not only does this help maintain optimal performance, but it also extends the lifespan of your brakes, giving you better safety and peace of mind on the road. Of course, we recommend using CRC Brake Clean afterwards for a quick and easy cleanup. Always innovating to provide products with a competitive edge, CRC Industries is proud to offer non-chlorinated brake clean for your brake cleaning needs. Featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, non-chlorinated brake clean requires less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more about brake clean and other automotive solutions right there at crcindustries.com.
Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, Dan and I descend upon the studio, wait here for your calls. Whether you call or not, we sit here for an hour. Usually I tell Dan a bunch of stories. Dan gets bored, falls asleep. It's a whole thing if you don't call. So please call us Thursday, 10 a.m., 866-365-7746. You're helping Dan.
No, we're helping you, the listener.
We will help them, but by them calling, you don't have to listen to my nattering on about nonsense.
Hey, Brian, we do have to mention, too, again, whether you email or voicemail us, please, please, year, make, and model. It makes a big difference.
Year, make, model, mileage.
Yes.
And as much detail as you can give us if you can't call us directly, as much detail as possible about what's going on with the car. That helps Dan diagnose and solve your problem.
Yes, it does.
I want to remind everybody as we get started here that we're brought to you in part by Blue Def, America's number one brand of diesel exhaust fluid, triple filtered, tested to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. You can learn more at bluedef.com. Let's start with an email we got here, Dan, from Tim in Wenatchee, Washington. I'm probably not saying that right, but I'm going to try Wenatchee, Washington.
Sounds right.
He listens to us on KPQ there, and I can say KPQ. I can't say Wenatchee, apparently. He's got a 2005 Ford Expedition, 134,000 miles. He keeps it well-maintained, and he does all the easy, quote, easy maintenance himself, he says. He hates to say it, and I'm here with him. He says, I'm a cheap YouTube home mechanic that finds himself over my head on some repair and then in hot water when that misses. And I was like, well, Tim, welcome to the club. Says his Expedition has recently developed a very high frequency noise in the cabin and under the hood near the brake master cylinder and the brake booster assembly. Doesn't start immediately after starting, but it takes a few minutes after running the engine. The high pitch frequency stops when he steps on the brake pedal, and then it starts up again shortly after he takes his foot off. He said, now this is going to sound like me talking to you. I YouTubed some brake booster tests and found the brake pedal was solid pressure and does not get harder after the vehicle is shut off. Is it good for three pumps? It is good for three pumps after the vehicle's off. When I removed the vacuum tube, there was a release of air from the booster assembly. Do you have any thoughts about what's causing this noise?
Okay, yes, it is not the power booster, especially since when he pulled the check valve out of the power booster, it had a hissing noise or a suction noise, an air noise. When we get a vehicle 20 years old, what happens is that a lot of the rubber hoses can deteriorate because of heat and also because of oil vapors. And then one thing that he mentioned is that after pumping it a few times, the noise goes away, but it comes back again. That's because the power booster is acting somewhat like a vacuum reservoir. And believe it or not, in there are vacuum reservoir containers, so that if you're operating the brakes, and we'll say, for example, you turn on the heater assembly, it does have vacuum that will move vacuum actuators. In the newer cars, they're electronic. So what I would recommend he needs to do is take a visual inspection, take a look, especially if you had anybody do some recent service to it. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon for these little nylon red, green, and yellow vacuum lines to become brittle. They don't have flexibility anymore. So he could have something as simple as a very tiny little vacuum line that snapped. The main one that I'm concerned about is the one that actually, believe it or not, actually travels right through where the heater hoses go. That's the vacuum supply mm-hmm. for inside the vehicle. So he can look at that. Another area would be the PCV valve. The PCV valve will have a rubber hose that leads from the engine or intake manifold, I should say, and it will go to the PCV valve. Well, over time, because of the oil vapors, this hose, rubber hose, neoprene hose, can become softened. And normally, because of the puddling of the oil, the softening will be at the bottom of the hose. Mm-hmm. If it's real soft over time, what can happen, the vacuum will actually pull that in. It's going to act like a bladder, where you see it out and in, like it's breathing.
Okay.
And what can happen is that can separate it at the bottom, and that could be his vacuum leak. Now, vacuum leaks, if that's not out, are very difficult to find. So what I would recommend at that point, every shop should have this. It's called a smoke machine. And what they would do is they would actually take this machine with the engine not running, and they would have it at a very low pressure, and they would fill the air cleaner assembly, they would fill the intake and other areas. And what they're looking for is if they see smoke, you've heard this phrase before, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, in this case, where there's smoke, there's your leak. So if you can't find it, you know, do that. Take it to a shop and have them do the smoke test, and that'll find the problem. And another telltale sign would be is that if you notice that if you're operating your heater from defrost to down to the floor, mm-hmm. if that seems sluggish, you know, then it's an indication that that little nylon tube is broken that leads into the passenger compartment by the heater hoses. You can't miss it. It's right there. And again, 20 years old plus, the extreme heat, things deteriorate.
Yeah, makes sense. And the little noises, like it was like pulling the balloon. It's like a leaky balloon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense. So smoke test, figure it out, should solve your problem pretty quickly there, Tim. And thank you to everybody at KPQ for listening. And remember, listen all the time. We are The Car Show. Advance Auto Parts is committed to keeping you confidently on the road with a range of free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation ensures you're never caught off guard by a dead battery. Free wiper blade installation helps you maintain clear visibility in any weather. And if a warning light pops on, free engine code scanning helps pinpoint potential issues very quickly. Free car care services from Advance Auto Parts. What more could you need? Learn more at advanceautoparts.com. Clean, correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze, and with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant will fight the damaging effect of scale deposits and corrosion. corrosion. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Introducing CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash, the only foaming brake wash available in all 50 states. Its fast braking foam cleans the surfaces, then rapidly penetrates grease, grime, and brake dust, lifting away stubborn soil in seconds. And with the innovative wide button, you can get a powerful fan spray for broad, efficient coverage. So you clean more area in less time with less product. For brakes that need to perform at their best, CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Your engine doesn't miss a beat, and neither should you. Whether it's a chain or belt synchronizing your engine or powering vital accessories, these components are the heart of vehicle operation. So when it's time for service, don't just replace them, replace the system. The experts at Dayco offer kits that include all the components needed for a complete repair, improving engine performance and keeping your vehicle on the road. You can learn more at Dayco.com. That's Dayco.com.
The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, you can always email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. All the ways to get a hold of us are right there at thecarshow.com. We also post shows there, so you can go and listen to us there. If we're not on the radio station near you, download us, take us with you. We're very good companions in the car, and we don't hog the snacks. Well, Dan doesn't hog the snacks. How about that, Dan?
You do.
Oh, absolutely I do. Absolutely I do. That's the fun of a road trip is the snacks.
Always.
I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Motorad, a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. Find Motorad products at most fine parts stores, and you can learn more right there at motorad.com. What's been going on in the shop with you this week, Dan?
Well, Brian, what I'm going to do here, this is going to be called a big umbrella of what was in the shop. A few months ago, I took on a new account, okay? And this account was a independent used car lot. You'll see a lot of these little car lots around there. And of course, in my case, this gentleman, what he had was what we call a buy here, pay here lot. So in other words, lots are out there. So like if you went to a conventional dealer or somewhere in a larger field, you may have a hard time buying a car if you have damage credit or no credit.
I have so bought cars from a place like that. So I'm fully aware. Yeah.
Okay, good. And a lot of people don't realize what happens. So where they buy their cars, these little lots, and I know this from experience because of doing work for a lot of the new car dealers that I do business with, is we'll say, for an example, over a month's time, they take in 30 trade-ins. And these 30 trade-ins, they, you know, higher mileage, maybe they have a little bit of body damage. So, you know, they're, we'll call it value-priced automobiles.
Yeah.
So what happens at that point with these value price ones, this gentleman will walk in and at the end of the month, he'll see the new car manager, used car manager at a specific dealership. And we'll say there's 30 cars on the lot. So the manager says, I'll tell you what, look them over. I want $50,000 for these 30 cars. Okay. And they're as is. Yeah. So, you know, he'll spend some time, he'll look them over and he'll buy these cars. So naturally, he'll take them back to his place. And, you know, they have their used car technicians there. Then they'll look through at things and they'll say, oh, boy, here we go. Boy, this one needs a cylinder head gasket. Oh, this one runs really terrible to check engine lights on. And people have to understand, especially if you have an older car, it will cost just as much to fix an old car as it does a new car. You know, parts are parts and labor rates. So
sometimes
I have always been conservative. So being conservative, and of course, because of the great products that are out there in the chemistry, I turned this gentleman on to to K-Seal and also Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme. And the reason for that is, you know, seeing is believing. So we started off with the vehicle. It was a Malibu, had a leaking cylinder head gasket. I really don't remember the year. And of course, he'll drive these vehicles. You know, it's not something that just sits on the lot, because I call it lot rot. Things happen when they sit.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what we're going to do. On the Malibu, we're going to make sure we're going to add the K-Seal, and we're going to do this in a slow manner. We're going to make sure that it's properly added to the vehicle's cooling system. Then we're going to make sure the cooling system's up to spar. We're then going to go and make sure, and I keep this in stock now because of the fact that Advance Auto Parts is where I normally buy my parts.
Yeah.
I use a 1 ounce cooling system ultraviolet dye on top of this. This is to look for future leaks. So we did in the Malibu, the cooling system dye, the ultraviolet dye, and we also did the K-Seal. And he seen the leak and he drove it. I said, let's give it about 3 or 4 days, 5 days, and see what happens. So he called me back. He reported back. He said, there was a little yellow dye, which, you know, it's real bright. Sometimes yeah. you don't even need the ultraviolet light. He says, and I wiped it off. I seen it and I'm driving it. And that seemed to take care of that problem. So I'm extremely happy on that. But then he said, I have another one. I have a Ford Fusion here. And it has a very rough idle, extremely rough when it's cold. And then it gets a little better, but it's not perfect. But as I drive down the road, it's fine. So I said, well, let's do this. Okay, most likely, you know, this vehicle has 101,000 miles. We're gonna add this Hot Shots Secret Gasoline Extreme. He goes, oh, not a snake oil. No, I said, it's a little bit different. Now, chemistry has changed so much. And this is an extremely concentrated chemical. You're going to pour it into your fuel tank, and what it's going to do, and I had to explain it to him. I didn't want to re-educate, but anytime we have rough idles, you know, I told him one of the injectors may not be spraying right. You can have intake valve deposits where the fuel is being sprayed into the combustion chamber and the deposit is acting like a little sponge. And I said, this is seeing is believing and feeling is believing. So we did the treatment, and you know, I told him it's going to remove the combustion chamber deposits. It's going to dissolve any of the gum and varnish that's formed because of the ethanol fuels. And again, it's not instant. Give it some driving a little bit, drive it, put some miles on it. He says, this will be perfect for me because I have to take a road trip. We're going to remove some, equipment from another facility we have there. And I have to make sure that everything gets removed in a proper area. So he put on about 400 miles again, reported back to me. And he said, guess what? It's about gone. I said, well, look at that. Instead of changing injectors or doing certain things, you got this vehicle running well. And that's what they want to do. You have to understand what the buy here, pay here lots and how these cars are purchased. You know, a lot of times vehicles are traded in because there's a problem. And I can give you a good example of that, Brian. Look what happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
Your vehicle, it developed some problems and you ended up trading it in and you bought another vehicle.
Yep.
Same scenario. So a lot of these, you know, a lot of these buy here, pay here lots will normally just buy from these dealers like that, because people don't understand too that if you go to a wholesale auction, for example, you have what they call a buy fee. You have if you're going to sell a car, you have a sell fee. Then you have transportation costs, getting the vehicle to and from the auction. So they try to be as conservative as possible so they can, you know, service the people that have either, you know, bad credit or no credit, or, you know, in the circumstances are there. You know, you went through a divorce or you lost your job, and that's how it happens. Your credit score isn't there. So thankfully these little lots are out there to help people.
Oh yeah. I like I said, that was where the first car I bought for myself, that's where I went. And it was, I went back every time I got paid, made a car payment for them. And it was nice. They were very helpful. They explained, you know, hey, this is sort of an as-is thing, and they helped as they could. The guy I went to is actually really nice and helped me, Nobody would explain stuff to me. But yeah, those buy here, pay here things are invaluable, especially when you're getting started. You know, your credit's not great. Nobody wants to help you. You can go there, and they're usually really willing to work with you on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And, you know, in the past, it wasn't this way, but now they do report to the credit bureau.
Right.
And by doing the reports, it helps you. Once you establish and build your credit,
yes,
you can move on. But again, you know, and keep in mind, too, at least these cars are, you know, and who knows the values? Like I said, you know, you buy 30 cars for $50,000. What are you getting?
Exactly. So, and. You sort of expect when you're buying a car off of these lots that it's not pristine. It's not going to be perfect. But if you have guys like you in there helping, yeah, it's going to run. It's going to get you to work. It's going to take care of the business, you know.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
like I said, I love those little lots. I still go by and say hi to the guy that sold me my first car every once in a while. Nice guy.
After 60 years, he's still in business.
He was only 3 when he started, Dan.
Okay.
Advance Auto Parts is committed to keeping you confidently on the road with a range of free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation ensures you're never caught off guard by a dead battery. Free wiper blade installation helps you maintain clear visibility in any weather. And if a warning light pops on, free engine code scanning helps pinpoint potential issues very quickly. Free car care services from Advance Auto Parts. What more could you need? Learn more at advanceautoparts.com. Clean, correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze, and with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember, we tape this show every Thursday morning, 10 a.m., rain or shine, hell or high water, however you want to put it. Dan and I are here to take your calls. You want to send us an email, you want to call us live, you want to leave us a voicemail, it's all right there at thecarshow.com with instructions what to leave us, year, make, model, mileage, much details possible. It's all right there on the front page at thecarshow.com. We are brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Leaks in a radiator, head gasket, heater core, or water pump don't have to mean expensive repairs anymore. K-Seal is a trusted and proven one-step coolant leak repair. No draining and flushing required. You just shake, pour, and go. You can learn more at kseal.com. And that K-Seal, I mean, we talk about a lot of chemistry, Dan, but the K-Seal, I love. I've used it. The Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme, I used that, and I couldn't believe the mileage change. The chemistry is...
It's unbelievable today.
It is.
And, you know, even back on the K-Seal, you know, some of the people that I talked to, well, I use some of that similar stuff before, a cooling system sealer, and it clogged up my heater core.
I had somebody say the same thing.
this is not the same. It's totally different. It attacks the leak. And the good news is it's a permanent sealer, and you don't have to flush the cooling system to use it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit different story. You know, if you have a newer car and still under warranty and things like that, of course, you don't want to put the sealer in. You want to, you know, sure, since you're not going to pay for it, take it back. But, you know, so many cars out there today, Brian, that have 150 and 200,000 miles, I use it and I recommend it, and it works. Yep. And whether it's your vehicle or even in my area, you know, where I live, the farmer with his old John Deere tractor, you know, just used it intermittently, and he didn't want to put a lot of money into it, but it still ran. And he says, well, I was adding coolant to it all the time. And I had a little bit of smoke coming out of the exhaust, but by using the extreme, you know, the highly concentrated K-Seal.
Yep. The K-Seal HD.
Yes, it worked. And, you know, every time I see him now, he waves off that tractor. So, you know,
he's on the tractor going, there's the K-Seal guy as you go by, right?
Yeah. And hopefully this year, you know, he doesn't plant pumpkins because I had enough pumpkins from last year. So
plant something Dan likes. Plant some corn or some tomatoes or something good.
Yeah, we'll see what he's going to do.
There you go. Got an email here. No name, but they have a 2011 Camry, 140,000 miles. They said the engine oil constantly gets low. No blue smoke coming from the exhaust. There are no visible leaks they can find. What could possibly be the cause?
Oh, boy, Brian. Here we go again.
Not a lot of detail.
Well, so many times people, as a car ages, they're not real up on changing oil, or they'll follow sometimes the manufacturer's recommendation. Oh, you don't have to change it for 7,000 miles. And maybe this car was a second car for this individual, and it took them a year to put 7,000 miles on. Well, what happens? The piston rings can become seized with carbon, okay? Or we'll call it stiction. And what it is, it's dried up oil. And these pistons have piston rings. There's three rings. The most important one is the oil ring on the bottom that scrapes the oil back down the cylinder wall back into the crankcase. And these are also like a low tension piston ring. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, they don't have a lot of tension. So what happens is as things wear and the ring is stuck, it's not expanding anymore. So
it's not scraping the oil like it should.
Right. But what it does at that point, too, that's where the oil consumption comes in. And you won't see it because you have a catalytic converter that will actually act like a little incinerator. And that's why you don't see the smoke. And it's a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
So that's one scenario because of not changing the oil frequently enough. The next one would be, again, caused by not changing the oil frequently enough. The positive crankcase ventilation system could be plugged. And there's a valve, a PCV valve in there. And in some of the Toyotas too, if it's really bad, it can actually plug up the valve cover. The valve cover has baffles inside that can actually get that sludge that forms too. So what I would do is I would be conservative, you know, older car, 140,000 miles. They can go to Advance Auto Parts. They can purchase a container of the stiction eliminator. And what this does, this will actually take and, you know, restore the power and the compression, but most importantly, it's a very powerful cleaner and lubricator. It's concentrated. And what it'll do, it's going to take that stiction, which is burnt oil, and it's going to help loosen that up. Now, here we go again, chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's not instant, just as long as it took this thing to get all that burnt oil stuck to the rings, it's going to take a little bit of time. So I would recommend that, you know, change the oil. Then with the oil, use the Hot Shots Stiction Eliminator.
Yep.
Follow the instructions on the bottle and give it a little bit of time. And also, you know, take a look at that PCV valve system. You know, when you go to, with the miles and the age of the vehicle too, when you end up at Advance Auto Parts, mm-hmm. not only do you buy the Stiction Eliminator, but buy a PCV valve. And I know standard motor products or standard products we'll have that PCV valve for that Toyota. So you don't necessarily have to go back to the selling dealer to buy a PCV valve.
Yeah.
But I would recommend that. You know, and also, you know, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you change that PCV valve, of course, you want to make sure if that PCV valve actually, if you shake it, you hear a little bit of rattle, it's fine. But sometimes you shake them, they're so plugged up that if the PCV valve is totally plugged up, most likely so is the vacuum hoses, the vent hoses that lead to it.
Okay, so that should solve his problem.
Yes.
Excellent. Here's one more before we get out of this segment. A 2014 Ford Escape, 128,000 miles, says the intermittent no crank. It's that sometimes it'll fire up normally. Other times they just get a single click in the engine bay with nothing else. Battery's only 8 months old. Said it reads at 12.6 volts when the car's off. They've checked the terminals, ground cable. They all look clean, no corrosion. When they hook a jump starter to it, they said even when the battery should already be fully charged, car cranks immediately, starts like nothing's wrong. They're wondering And then once the engine starts, it runs perfectly. There's no rough idle, no warning lights. The alternator appears, they said, to be charging around 14 volts. They did replace the starter relay just to rule that out, but it's still happening. They've looked online for some super cheap starters and some online places, and they're very cautious about, they said they don't want to buy a cheap starter. But they said, does this sound like it could be a failing starter motor, a bad ground, or is there something else they could look at?
Well, believe it or not, let's go back to the basics. It's very simple. The key here was he can jump start it and it fires right up. And being that it's a push button system,
yep.
If it's below a specific voltage, it's not going to crank. So when he puts the jumper box on or jumps it with another vehicle, it fires, tells me it's a problem with the battery. Now, here's what a lot of people don't realize. When you replace a battery, a lot of vehicles today, you have to register the battery. And this registration has nothing to do with a warranty. What it is, it's part of what we call the battery management reset. If that was not performed on that replacement battery, you're going to have problems. And I'll give you an example of that. So we'll say that the battery was replaced because it was sulfated. It wasn't reset. It wasn't registered. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden we have the charging system that is overcharging the battery. You know, we didn't tell the computer that there's a new battery in there. So it's overcharging.
It's charging the old battery. Yeah.
Yeah, so that can damage a battery. And, you know, and the right way to do this, believe it or not, what kills a battery is vibration and heat. That's why you have more failures in the winter months because of the cold cranking amps. So I would suspect, again, and you can do this on that vehicle. It's not a real tough one to change. Mm-hmm. But if the battery's 8 months old, here's another thing. So many times we hear about battery sales. How do you know you're not buying a battery that's already 2 years old?
Yeah.
The day that battery's manufactured, that's how old it is. So whether it's in your car or sitting on a shelf, in fact, sitting on a shelf, I don't know for sure how many automotive parts stores rotate their stock.
Yeah.
Or how, you know, or, you know, do they take the batteries and do they charge them maybe once a month or put them on a charger to make sure that they're up to par before they sell it to the consumer or the shop. So I would suspect, believe it or not, I'm going to say it's a battery problem because mm-hmm. The key here again, it'll fire when you jumpstart it. And keep in mind, you know, it's not a grounding problem. And if it was a starter, it would be doing it all the time. It wouldn't do it with jumping it with a jump box.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So
you know,
warranty out that battery, or if you're dealing with Advance, I know they'd let you use it and put it back in. If that's a problem, you're done. It depends on where he bought the battery.
Right, and register the battery when you put a new one in.
That's correct.
Win-win. Excellent. We are The Car Show. Introducing CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash, the only foaming brake wash available in all 50 states. Its fast braking foam cleans the surfaces, then rapidly penetrates grease, grime, and brake dust, lifting away stubborn soil in seconds. And with the innovative wide button, you can get a powerful fan spray for broad, efficient coverage. So you clean more area in less time with less product. For brakes that need to perform at their best, CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Your engine doesn't miss a beat, and neither should you. Whether it's a chain or belt synchronizing your engine or powering vital accessories, these components are the heart of vehicle operation. So when it's time for service, don't just replace them, replace the system. The experts at Dayco offer kits that include all the components needed for a complete repair, improving engine performance, and keeping your vehicle on the road. You can learn more at Dayco.com. That's Dayco.com.
Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
You want to get a hold of us? And who doesn't want to get a hold of us? There's a lot of people looking for me. Not for the reasons you'd be looking for Dan to answer your questions. There's people looking for me. You can find out how to find me there at thecarshow.com. It's very, very easy. And if you're not somebody looking for money, I will probably answer the phone. I want to remind you here that we're brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their latest aftermarket solution, transmission oil cooler lines featuring thermostatic bypass valves. These direct replacements match OE technology and feature thermostatic bypass valves to optimize fluid operating temperature and regulate fluid flow. You can learn more about those right there at DormanProducts.com. Here's a good one, Dan. This is kind of, a problem a lot of people, especially with older cars, come across. He has a 2009 Honda Accord V6. He said he bought it about a year ago, had 139,000 miles on it. The engine blew recently, and the mechanic quoted him for a replacement engine with 75,000 miles from a junkyard with a six-month warranty, about $4,000, and that includes the labor. Said he loves the car. His next car is also going to be another Honda Accord, just a newer version. Says, since the car is worth less than the $4,000 now, should I replace this engine and try to sell it for a little bit more to sort of cover my loss? He said, I would keep this car permanently, but I'm afraid I'm going to run into bigger issues. Is it worth replacing the engine here to get a little more out of a resale?
Well, Brian, first of all, you mentioned junkyard. Mm-hmm. Junkyards have junk, but in many cases, you know, especially if they put a six-month warranty on the engine, it came from a salvage yard.
Correct.
And in my area, if you would ever go to a salvage yard and actually go into their warehouses, everything is cataloged.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't waste anything. They'll take these components, they're cataloged, they're controlled by the vehicle identification number. It's tagged with miles. And you have to remember that this engine that this shop wants to install for the $4,000 with labor, it was the car's in the salvage yard because it was wrecked. Yeah. Okay, most likely. And there's nothing wrong with that. And 75,000 miles that will fit in that, it is extremely low mileage. But before you spend the money, this is what you need to do. You need to take a look at the vehicle in general. Is there any body rust? Does it have any broken glass? We'll say for an example, does it need tires? Does it need brakes? You have to look at it. If it comes down to the point that even though it has that many miles on it, does it need any more mechanical repairs? And if it doesn't, I would go for it in a heartbeat because, you know, there's people that need cars and there's people that want cars, you know. So, you know, I don't know what the finances are of this individual. I replace a lot of engines from salvage yards that have low miles. And, you know, they'll just say, oh, my Lord, I just put in, you know, $2,000 with brakes and tires and everything else. And now I got to spend. That's what you got to look at. So we'll say for that $4,000 that it needs. And I'll give you an example of this, too. And people don't realize that when you buy a new car, the average new car will say it's, we'll just throw a number, $50,000.
Okay.
If. Okay. The sales tax rate is 8%. That's $4,000 in sales tax that you never see again.
Yeah.
You pay that, it's gone. But look at it this way, that $4,000, instead of paying that $4,000 on that new car in sales tax, that's what the engine replacement's going to cost.
Right.
So bottom line is, you know, I know so many people, it doesn't even have to be an engine. It's not uncommon for me to have a $2,500 to $3,000 service repair ticket on a specific vehicle, you know, changing exhaust or catalytic converters or brakes or, you know, suspension component, you know, that's what you have to look at. So if you spend a few $1,000s in a car that's already paid off, you know, think about it. Where are you going to drive a car for $2,000 plus gasoline and oil changes? You're not going to do it, but everybody's different, you know? And I know for a fact that one of my family members has a 2019 Equinox and only 100,000 miles. And, you know, she wanted to buy another one. She says, you know, I'm going to retire here in a bit. It'll probably be my last car. Well, guess what? She kept her 2019. She could not believe the cost. And same here when I went to the International North American Auto Show in Detroit, looking at some of the vehicle prices, pickup trucks, $100,000.
Yeah.
you know, or 50,000 for a sport utility. So, you know, a lot of good things out there, a lot of good safety features on these vehicles today. But I mean, everybody's budget is different. Right. You know, it changes.
Yeah. And if you can fix your car for $4,000, you're right. You're going to spend that in taxes on a newer vehicle
that you never see.
Yeah. And it makes sense unless there's other stuff piling up behind that you're worried about also. And you're looking into the future and going, well, it's 4,000 now, but it's going to be another 4,000 in another week, and you know, another 4,000
right.
a month.
That's why.
You sort of pull it. That's, you have to make that decision for yourself.
Well, and this is what you do too. The shop that was going to install the engine mm-hmm. on this vehicle, have one of the service technicians do a bumper to bumper inspection. Even if you have to spend a few dollars and let them look at it, make sure that, you know, the ball joints are good and you know, look things over.
What else is it going to need if I have this done? Yeah,
right.
That's a good idea. And then you know whether you want to drop the 4,000 into. If they say, yeah, this car's in really good shape except for the engine, boom, there you go.
And, you know, at that point, too, they may find some hidden things. You know, it may need heater hoses or it may need a radiator. You know, you don't know. But, again, put that money in and, you know,
correct.
In the old days, I like new cars, but right now I'm fine with what I'm driving.
Wow,
so
I couldn't agree more. Here's one. This is, we'll call this the Brian special. He's a 2015 Grand Cherokee. He's got corrosion where the windshield meets the roof. He goes, what's the worst that can happen if I was to run a bead of silicone into that gap? He said, it leaked for the first time today. I can't afford to have it done properly, and I suspect this repair is outside my meager skill level, which I would be right on board with that. So any thoughts on if this is a terrible idea? Because I just need to keep this vehicle for a couple of more years.
Well, it is a good idea, but here's what you need to do. You have to prep it a little bit. It's not uncommon, especially what I see in our area. You'll see a lot of that rust that's forming at the top of the windshield. People say, how did that happen? Stone chips. Then it reacts as a pocket. The water lays in there. And then, of course, gravity fits in and that water's running down. So what you want to do, if all possible, take and be careful you don't break the windshield, but very lightly try to scrape out that rust first. Get as much out as you can. And then if you have access to an air compressor where you have an air gun, blow that area out and then purchase. You can go to Advanced Auto Parts. You can buy a very small tube of silicone. And, you know, you could go by color. You know, if you have a darker colored vehicle, you know, along with the moldings maybe being black, you can use a dark silicone or a clear. Use your discretion. And make sure that, you know, RTV silicone means room temperature vulcanizer. So you want to make sure that when you do fill it beyond a little bit beyond that point. And it's fine. Is it a Band-Aid? Yes. May something happen in 2 or 3 years? Sure. But the key here is 99% of we'll even call a refinishing on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. 99% of the paint job or repair is preparation.
Yeah.
Prep it first.
And you wouldn't even need an air compressor. You go buy some of those compressed air cans that you use to clean your computer keyboard and stuff. Blow that out with that. So you don't even need the full compressor.
Well, in reality, why you want to use the compressed air? Because if it did pocket and you scrape it, there could be moisture in there. You want to make sure the moisture's gone.
Right, right. So that is a good thing. So I can rig my car up if I need to.
Yes, Brian, duct tape and baling wire.
That's the tools I use the most, Dan. All right, another good show, I think. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 10 a.m. And until next Thursday at 10 a.m., have a safe driving week ahead.
Brake operation is a vital part of vehicle safety. It's important to properly maintain your vehicle's brakes and, when appropriate, repair and replace select brake components. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of brake fluid flushing, courtesy of CRC Brake Clean, the industry-leading brake cleaner. Over time, brake fluid can absorb moisture and contaminants. This impacts the performance of your brakes and can cause corrosion in your brake system. A brake fluid flush removes these impurities. Not only does this help maintain optimal performance, but it also extends the lifespan of your brakes, giving you better safety and peace of mind on the road. Of course, we recommend using CRC Brake Clean afterwards for a quick and easy cleanup. Always innovating to provide products with a competitive edge, CRC Industries is proud to offer non-chlorinated brake clean for your brake cleaning needs. Featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, non-chlorinated brake clean requires less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more about brake clean and other automotive solutions right there at crcindustries.com.